opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on August the 24th. Let me see, is that the, nope, that's the next to the last Friday in August. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Good morning, Angel. She's just already in, she's the first one in the chat pack. And of course, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
It's Friday, Bad Bob.
It is, in fact.
No more, you know, the real abuse.
You are properly attired for a Friday.
Well, you know what? It's my my Hawaiian shirt day. So, and today, Bad Bob, marks your last day of mediocre hassling and begins your weekend of really, I mean, really hard harassment, because you're going out on the lake and Brenda is the Commodore.
Well, she's...
Does she make you swab the decks and do all those things?
Actually, yeah, well, she's flotilla commander. She's the, she's in charge of the boat, actually, from the Coast Guard point of view.
Yep, and so what's that make you? Swabby?
Yeah, that makes me crew.
Oh, so you're crew. Okay, do you have to, like, you know, fix lunch and...
No, actually, lunch is, we usually stop and pick up something. We've got some friends who are going to barbecue some elk because we're running two boats tonight, because tonight is the night we do the... special needs kayaks for the handicapped folks. Take them out on the lake and show them just some beautiful scenery right at sunset.
Oh, okay. They don't say anything about killing a big elk just so you can have a sandwich.
No, that somebody else did the killing of the big elk.
Okay, but speaking of somebody that just kills me, here's Linda.
Good morning. 64 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. 7:07 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have this whole week. If we look at the forecast into Monday, across the board, it says areas of smoke. It's just the way it is. Areas of smoke with temperatures around 96 today. Tonight, the forecast is 60 degrees, areas of smoke. Again, across the board, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the forecast looks for areas of smoke. We're going to be dropping a little bit in temperature in the evenings Saturday and Sunday to below 60 degrees, around 58. Weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And, you know, Bob, do you have any kind of, is there any, like, red tag warning or anything on the weather before we go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute?
Well, it's a fairly detailed report. I thought we might get Josh Wiley off the telephone.
Okay.
And let him get on about his financial business.
Sounds
first,
great. Josh, good morning. What's going on?
Well, good morning. Markets are slightly lower this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's down 8 points at 13,048, while the Nasdaq's down 6 at 3,046, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,399. Oil's up 21 cents at $96.48 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.76%. Gold's down $3.40 this morning at $1,669, while silver's down a penny at $30.52 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Intel's down 18 cents at $24.84, Verizon's up a quarter at $42.50, and J.P. Morgan's down half a buck at $36.77. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. It's Friday. Hey, what are you going to do on this weekend, Josh?
You know, I'm actually going to lay low, do a little housework.
Attaboy.
Well, you'll be the king for the weekend there. Okay. Hey, okay, that's Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They tell us what's going on Wall Street. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and see Josh and the rest of the very well-educated and the most knowledgeable types there at the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive.
We're going to take a break, and coming back after the break, we'll give you some more information about the fires, the smoke, any weather warnings, so on and so forth. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. You know, people want a list of our bump music, honey. Did you know that? They're calling in and they're saying, hey, we want a list of the bump music that Bad Bob plays. And here's Bad Bob's answer. I don't know what bump music I play.
Well, you know what? I think he goes by inspiration, and I love that. It's a creative, it's like a great pianist that solos every morning. He's soloing.
Van Cliburn, I ain't.
Well, yeah, you turn around from computer to computer. You kind of go with what the subject is. Yeah. It moves you. You go through some kind of, I don't even know, you've got a couple different programs, and you just pull it out. So you could never, ever, it's not really never the same thing, except for maybe that one song that I would be okay if you didn't play that is now like a Burger King commercial.
Or something like that. Now, you know, when we talk about instinct, you know what, did you hear about the mother skunk, Bad Bob? She had two pups, and she called them In and Out, and they were always running around. They were twins. They were always together, and they ran around and everything. And somebody said, well, how do you keep track of your two sons? And she said, instinct. You know, the two skunks.
That's right. A clean joke. It makes you have to think a little bit, too. Like, okay. Can you understand a word?
Let's go from levity of some kind. Let's go into the fires.
64 houses now officially lost in the Ponderosa fire, holding at about 28,000 acres. You may notice that number a little smaller from yesterday. That's because as they map the fire better, they get more accurate numbers. The Cal Fire incident down there near Manton, the town of Manton still very much in at risk as the wind shift. Evacuation warning issued for residents that live adjacent to Highway 36 from Oasis Spring Road to Mineral. A correction, that's mineral that's at risk. Evacuation warning alerts residents to the potential. This fire has 2,400 firefighters on scene, 254 engines, 11 copters, and 47 CAL FIRE crews. This is a CAL FIRE incident, but resources are being brought in from many, many different agencies, and that's one of the tricks of managing all these resources. People say, well, I saw firefighters sitting around. That's because they're probably being staged, ready to send out. And, Colonel, from your perspective, this is very much like a military operation, only things happen a lot faster in a wildfire, as a rule.
Oh, think so? Think so? Well, the wildfire's bad. I mean, when you put your people in a stage, is a wildfire fire mortars at them?
Well, no. Yeah.
Okay,
you get a burnover
situation. We can talk about it being a military type operation, where you do. You have to bring your people backstage and move them different places. And kudos again to our firefighters. People talk about, well, what about the aircraft and this and that? They're flying the aircraft all, you know, there's, you know.
11 helicopters.
11 helicopters.
Fire, yeah.
That you may see them leave because they're going to someplace else and coming back. More bulldozers are coming in every day to fight these fires, but we're talking about hundreds of thousands of acres and hundreds of square miles of things being burnt. Now, you want to know how you can help? Well, they're spending a lot of money. The American Red Cross, Salvation Army need monetary donations. And donate specifically to victims of the fire so they stay here. So if you can write checks to the Red Cross and specify Northeast California Wildfire, for the Salvation Army, write to Salvation Army Ponderosa Fire Fund. That means it stays right here. And you can either mail them to the Red Cross or to the Salvation Army. Or, you know, we've got a collection box right here for the Salvation Army, right down here at 1326 Market Street. And if you come on down, you can see there's many other places. Channel 7 and the Salvation Army is going to hold an emergency cash donation from 5 to 7 p.m. today at the KRCR parking lot down on Auditorium Drive. Haven Humane, our friends at Haven Humane are in really need of donations and animal food for pets of the fire evacuees. Give them a call down there at the Haven Humane, or stop by on East Side Road down in Anderson. And they really need dog and cat food, and goat and poultry feed can be brought to the shelter.
So what's goat food?
Goat.
Feed?
Goat.
I know, but what is goat?
I'm sure
there is
like,
Purina goat chow.
Yeah, there's goat chow.
I'm not
making that up.
Anyway, you've got you can drop off donations at the Salvation Army. Give them a call at 646-5977. They need all types of food items, cereal, canned meat, juices, canned or dry soup, beans, chili, etc. They're out down at 2691 Larkspur Lane. Like I said, if you've got a check or cash and you want to come by here at the station at 1326 Market Street, we have a box right here on the counter as you walk in, that you can drop off something, and we'll get it. Make sure it gets to the Salvation Army. So we want to be able to help these people. I mean, they've lost, many people have lost everything, their animals, they've lost their homes. Hopefully, they were able to salvage some things, but we want to help. This is one of the things we do really good up here in the North State. We help each other.
Wow.
Okay, we want to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some things we want to talk about. We want to talk about two icons that are linked together in a way that will, not a great way.
I want to get your way in, too, here. Yeah. I would love to hear from our chat pack as well as our call-in listeners on this one. How do you feel about it? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Save the date, Monday, September 10th. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair is on September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center in the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Moon River Casino on September 10th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Moon River Casino. It's better on the river.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Come on, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. Great icy drinks in the afternoon when it gets really hot. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Meet or beat any tobacco prices. And our good friends, Joe and Shelly. I want to give a shout out to Joe. Hope you're feeling better today, big guy. And, the fact is they've done so much for our community. I mean, there's so many different ways that will never be known, except times that we get a chance to talk about it. But again, Tobacco and Brew, discounts for veterans, meeting rooms for people to have, so they can get together and talk about what's going on. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our favorite place.
It's a sad day, in a certain sense. I just like to get your feeling. I mean, it's, I want to talk about this day in history. I usually get this printout, and we talk about, there's a front page on this day in history and every day or something. But on the back of that page is several events that have happened through centuries or decades. So 1989, this one came to mind because there's something else that I want to tie this into. Pete Rose, baseball's all-time hits leader, was out of baseball, banned for life. Rose signed a five-page agreement with A. Bartlett Giamatti, commissioner of baseball, who charged that Rose, as Cincinnati Reds manager, bet on all baseball games. Do you remember that time? Do you remember that date? Do you remember the feeling of your gut, feeling like somebody really kicked you right there with the biggest part of their heel? Well, this morning...
Well, let me talk about Pete Rose. It was never adjudicated or never said that he was... he cheated on the field, though. But he did. He did do the other stuff.
Okay, well, so how do you feel about it?
Well, I just think is that... For Pete Rose, that what he did was wrong. I think his punishment has far outweighs the bad thing he did.
Do you think he'd come back in any sort of way? I mean, he was betting, but my point is that I was trying to go from what happened in those days in 1989 with Pete Rose. It was probably the beginning of what it felt like to have these incredible heroes fall from grace. And it was a shift in any way. So that was in within my generation of seeing that. And here we are, for anybody in the cycling world, to see what is happening with Lance Armstrong. The ruling, Armstrong stripped of all 7 tour titles. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency said Thursday night it will strip Lance Armstrong of all its unprecedented 7 Tour de France titles after he declared he was finished fighting the drug charges that threatened his legacy as one of the greatest cyclists of all times. They have not proved. Armstrong, who retired last year, declined to enter USADA's arbitration process, his last option, because he said he was very weary of fighting accusations that have dogged him for years. How many people haven't been dogged and still continue on in our politics today? People are dogged and they still continue on. He has consistently pointed to the hundreds of drug tests, pointed to the hundreds of drug tests that he has passed as proof of his innocence. Can you imagine what that must feel like? How many times do you pass a drug test and you still have, it's the lynch mob theory!
There seems to be a cottage industry these days in knocking down people who have made achievements. It's not only in sports. Yeah.
It's everything you want. Okay, but let's take another look at this. Lance Armstrong had beaten it. He had beaten the charges. They tried for years. They tried for a decade to try and find doping charges on him, or to get doping charges on him. They never got them. I read an article today that said, you know, Lance Armstrong could have walked away from this, but when he came back to participate one more time, like, was it the 2010, I think, or something, it was one of the Tour de France's from, you know, just a few years ago, what he did was he opened up the case again, and the statute of limitations had gone away, and they had all these people lined up to testify against him this time. Now, frankly, I think that if he had stayed away from cycling, he would have been known as the greatest cycle champion of all times. But let's switch it over to this. What you're saying, Linda and Bob, I think you're absolutely right. It seems like, and it's not just people that
leave him alone.
It's not just people that use drugs. If people use drugs to win, they should be stripped of their titles. There is no way that Barry Bonds or anybody else that has set all these records should have them because they've used drugs.
I agree, but they're going back with, okay, it's like, how much more shame? Okay, it's done. The man has had cancer. He survived cancer. He came back. He did something that was very proud for our country. I just feel like there's a witch hunt. Friday on CBS this morning, CBS News Chief Investigative Correspondent Armin Katayan said the original charge brought against Armstrong in June was based on a non-analytical evidence that he used performance-enhanced drugs. This evidence reportedly includes testimony from several former teammates, which is a drag. I'd love to hear this. I hope that call is for you to let you weigh. I need you to weigh in on this. Tyler Hamilton, who told 60 Minutes that he frequently saw Armstrong injecting EPO, a banned naturally occurring hormone known as a blood booster.
Okay, so you have somebody doing that. Now, the thing is that maybe Armstrong is tired of this. But if he had not come back, he'd have been okay. But if he was using these, then he does deserve to be stripped. But if he wasn't, just to say, I'm tired, you know what, I'm just tired of all this. I can understand that some people just walk away. But he is the icon of millions. He has done so much. Now, do you stop the fight if you're right?
I don't believe that. But I understand.
I understand that, but maybe
let's look at the other side. Here's a guy who had cancer, almost came through on the other side. You know, maybe there comes a time you just go, you know, I'm just going to go live in a little cabin in the country. I can't stand it anymore.
Well,
I'm
maybe,
not going to go
he's
through all this
there.
Litigation. It's just, you know, I want to live. I don't want to die. And we know how evil law can be. I'm trying to be someone who's supporting him. No, doping is wrong. Was he trying to do enhancers for his, you know, but it's done. So how much do we go on this witch hunt where we rip this guy off of seven titles where he worked his whole life? And let's not talk about all the wonderful charity work he does and the awareness he's brought to the cancer, surviving cancer and making life
strong. Hang in there.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets continue their downward trend following mixed data on durable goods. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 13 points. Score one for Madison Square Garden. Shares for the media and sports company are soaring after its fourth quarter results blew away Wall Street's expectations. MSG saw revenue increase across every segment, led by its sports division. The parent company of the New York Knicks and Rangers benefited from both teams making it to the playoffs. Apple and Samsung have been ordered to stop selling some smartphones and tablet computers in South Korea. The tech giants will also have to pay damages after a court in Seoul ruled the companies infringed on each other's patents. The ruling comes ahead of a more crucial case in California, where jurors are deliberating Apple's high-stakes patent lawsuit against Samsung. And General Electric plans to unveil a new locomotive today that will meet strict U.S. emission rules set to take effect in 2015. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000, plus utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Yeah, it's, almost the last Friday, August the 24th, right here in KCNR. I guess it'd be the rest of the United States, too. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I couldn't agree with you so much, especially with Linda. There comes a point where you can't fight anymore. You got to give up, even if you're right. The other comment I want to make is it reminds you of people who get trapped in this plea bargain blackmail. Even if you're innocent and you want to go for trial, and they say, if you go for trial, we're going to get you 15 years, but if you don't, we'll give you 4. It's almost the same thing to me.
You know, it is, Don, and that's the thing is Linda understands, and as do most people, is that, you know, I've just had enough. But on the other hand, it's if you give up, then forever you will be, you know, your name is tarnished. So I mean, it's they've got you either way.
Emotionally, financially,
yeah,
and you're drained. It's just there's no winning.
Yeah, there isn't. So you know, once and here is the government. They've got unlimited funds. They will continue to come and grind you down.
Well, again, it's our fault. How much more can we take? I mean, I don't know what to do, but we've got to fight back on some of these things. I don't know how.
Yes, we do. You know, and it's a shame that this ended this way. Okay, Don. Hey, thanks a lot. Don Shulman, who has a great show on the weekends. Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell on Sundays from 10 to noon right here in KCNR. Okay. Are we honored today, Linda?
We are so honored, and I think what we may do is Let's do an introduction and then take a break and start fresh. What do you think? We have something that we would like you kind of just to kick back and readjust what we're going to talk about now. It's the 49th anniversary of the Dr. King I Have a Dream speech. We have an icon with us today that has come, just absolutely somebody who is so well respected. We're going to hear some amazing things.
So we have with us Ms. Isaac Lowe. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And we just wanted to we want to introduce you and talk a little bit about you first, and then we'll talk a lot about you really when we get started here. Ms. Lowe, when did you come up? When did you come to the North State?
I came to California in 1945.
And you came from where?
Galveston, Texas.
Okay. Slight change then from Galveston, Texas up here to California.
Oh, yes.
And did you come to Redding then, or was it a someplace else?
No, I came to Redding. I had a friend that lived here, and she was ill, and I came to take care of her. And I was supposed to stay like 2 months. And I left my child back in Texas, and I was a little uncomfortable because it took longer than that. She had major surgery,
It worked out. And so after you were here for a couple of months, mm-hmm. you decided that this was a place you wanted to stay.
Not really.
what was Redding like in 1945?
It was different. It was different. Yes, yeah, very different. But people were friendly, you know, and nice and everything. It was sort of a contrast to Texas, though, but, you know, it turned out okay. And I got my son out, and I felt more comfortable. He came out with me. He's out there now. He's a man now.
Well, he is a man, you know. You know, and sitting in with us also is Eddie McAllister. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today?
I am up and kicking.
Well, I'm glad that we're gonna take a quick break here, but I'm glad that we're here to be able to talk about the anniversary of this great speech and the events that are happening around it. With one of the icons of civil rights is right here with us today, mm-hmm. with Ms. Lowe. So we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Carl and the Bot, KCNR. Mm-hmm. We'll listen to these messages and we'll be back to share some history here.
Our love was meant to be.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin DeBott, our guest, Ms. Isaac Lowe, such a great lady, that has been in North State here since 1945 and has become an icon of civil rights. And Eddie McAllister, who is here, is also a leader in the community. One of the reasons we wanted to have our guest on today, of course, was the 49th anniversary of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream speech. But there's something else, and there's going to be a march, or not a march, but a get together. Is march the right word? A march tomorrow. Eddie, tell us about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great to also have the celebration of his I Have a Dream speech along with what we do at the Martin Luther King Center. We do celebrate his birthday. That's in January, but we're starting to celebrate his speech. And Dr. King was a Baptist minister, so you know prayer is there. And the members of Shasta County Interfaith Forum are the lead on a prayer circle, which will start actually at 9 o'clock. 8:30 will be a gathering of people to come together to do a prayer circle at 9 o'clock. And then at 9:30, there will be a march, once again in the tradition of Dr. Mm-hmm. King. Like you said, what would you call it? He would call it a march.
Right.
Come together, unity. But prayer is definitely this what we need in this community for the people who have been affected by the fires just recently, for the Sikh community that was victims of the tragic shooting in Wisconsin. We have a very large Sikh community here, and they are part of SCIF, the Shasta County Interfaith Forum. And anybody else that has been affected by anything, but also, there's a negative aura in our community about these folks who are putting out this hate message, this graffiti all over town.
Okay, now, and this is for people that, if you have not heard this, there's been a spate of graffiti that's been hitting, including major billboards,
yeah,
and on the church. All Nations Church, spray, and it's just horrible things they've written on here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and gosh, I would think that we should know about that here on our station, but you know, I've heard about little things, but I never realized it was this big.
Yeah, and it's great that we're able to get the word out and let you guys know. There's so many unreported things. I know of a complex over an Enterprise on Churn Creek. A young lady lives there. She said she got graffiti keyed into her car. The swastika, a lot of tires were stabbed, that type of stuff. It goes unreported, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What we, you know, Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respect, they're the lead on the march. And that's what we're marching for, respect. You know, united in our communities, marching for respect.
There's no place for this in our community. Our community is one of giving and taking care of each other. I mean, that's one of the reasons we're here. And there's no place for this. You know, and the people with this type of mentality that do these kind of things, they have no place in our community,
mm-hmm,
and should be someplace else.
We need to respond to this in the same way that the incident in Anderson was responded to. And you remember that. You weren't here yet. There was a cross burning in front of a family's home in Anderson. And the community, the county, everyone from the sheriff right on down all got together and said, this stops. And for a while it did, and I think it's time for that response once again.
Eddie, tell me if I'm wrong, but the vast majority of our citizens here would find this abhorrent.
Oh, yes.
That this is, and there is no tolerance to this. I mean, the very vast majority of our citizens.
And we're hoping that, you know, everything is going on. Saturday's very busy, you know, but we're hoping that some of those folks would come out and kind of recognize Dr. King and what he stood for, and especially the I Have a Dream speech, you know. And also, you know, education is the key to a lot of things. And at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a 10:30 kind of open forum mic for people who want to express themselves. But at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a session on education. Where, for those also, I didn't know this, that the EOPS Extended Opportunity Program services at Shasta College came out of the Dr. King movement in 1969, Senate Bill 164. I might not be quoting that right, but it came out of the Dr. King civil rights era. So this is something new to me and the community, which is a great service out at Shasta College. This came out of the civil rights movement. And then also we're going to talk about Keith Brookshaw and Jeanette Velasquez is going to talk about EOPS. Keith Brookshaw is going to talk about the third world educational movement. And this is new to me because when I hear someone say third world, I'm thinking about another country. But in education here in the United States, third world was the African Americans, Native Americans, and Hispanic communities that were given a little bit better opportunity for education. And then the third speaker is Kate Mahar with Reach Higher Shasta, which is happening right now, a new program in this county.
Reach Higher. Yes, for education, yes. Well, we've had all these people on.
Yeah.
And
so education being part of the program.
The secret. Yeah. You know, Ms. Lowe, I think that if we could, and this goes across the spectrum here,
mm-hmm,
education is this key.
If
education for our children gets them the jobs that keeps them out of trouble,
right,
which then takes care of 90% of every problem we're having around
here. Better lifestyle.
And so, you know what, if we're going to put our money into things, it would be education of our children, rehabilitation of the young ones that get, mm-hmm, in trouble. And, you know,
starting young.
We got to do that. I mean, not doing that is just led us to where we are right now with overcrowded jails.
That's true. So that was one of Dr. King's permeating issues, education, tolerance, a few other things. So definitely, once again, keeping his dream alive by working on some of the things that he wanted to work on.
Well, great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up this segment. We want to talk a little bit more with Ms. Lowe. And Brian, you went back to Washington, D.C. a few years ago. if I understand right, for an inauguration.
Yes.
Now, can we talk about that when we come back?
Yes.
What that was like?
Yes.
I've never attended an inauguration, even though I've been around. I've never been invited to one. I know that, but not even having been to an inauguration, and just that, I find that idea exciting, and the fact that you get invited to one, yeah, even better. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us, and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day, or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creeds. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Amen.
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 You know, it's a great line, and
oh, yeah,
we're that we do that. You know that,
mm-hmm,
if we judge each other on who we are and not
character,
not what we look like.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Hall, you went to an inauguration. You were invited to an inauguration.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
What was that like?
Wonderful. I have several godchildren, and this goddaughter says, "I want to go. Will you go with me?" And I said, "Yes." So we were going to go, and then they dropped out. So I said, okay. And you know, the city came together and raised enough funds for the price of my ticket back there.
The city of Reading.
Yeah. Amen. I don't mean the city of Reading. I mean the people of the city. People.
Oh, no, I understand that. No, I meant that. The people got together for that.
That was really nice.
Well, you know what? That's... Mm-hmm. That is great. You know, that's the North State. That's the Reading that mm-hmm. we love. That's what brought you, kept you here.
That's right.
So was it an exciting time back there?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. We had a reservation in the 11th section, which to us wasn't too bad because we knew it was going to be a large crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But we got there. Well, I called a gal that was over it. She called me and said, I understand you're coming. And I said, yes, and I'm bringing a wheelchair. Do you have a place for a wheelchair? She said, no, but we'll get one. So they start working on a wheelchair place, you know, because at that time I was having trouble with my knees. And so we got there, and they didn't have it. So they moved us up to Section 5, and we sat there and looked up at him, right at his feet. Couldn't have wanted a better place.
The best place. So you were there watching President Obama be inaugurated. Did you ever think that you'd see this?
Never did. I never even dreamed of it. Never even wanted to go. Because if mm-hmm. I'd have wanted to go, like I say, the city gave me the money.
Uh-huh.
My friends, got together, gave me the money to go.
Yeah.
They helped a lot. You know, they gave me the transportation, and all I had was the other expenses. But it worked out so well. I like Reading. When I came here, it was a weird town, but it's changed a lot.
Has it changed a lot? We have it's a very small percentage of black and, I guess, mm-hmm. Asian, African Americans here. It's like less than 1%, mm-hmm. yeah. something like that.
A little bit.
Yeah. Is it getting more? I realized one of the things that one of our guests had talked about one day was it's to maintain the culture and for black teenagers, African American teenagers, mm-hmm. to talk to somebody else. There's mm-hmm. there's yeah. not a lot mm-hmm. going into, so it's important that that we have programs out there.
I wanted to say while Mrs. Lowe was in Washington D.C. for the inauguration, it was around the time that we also celebrate Dr. King's birthday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So while she was gone, I had the honor of taking care of the bell ringing ceremony, which mm-hmm. is right across the street at the old City Hall. So we just want to not get people confused with those that are just really used to going to a Dr. King celebration. But this is the celebration of the I Have a Dream speech, yes. not the birthday. So mm-hmm. please do not come to Old City Hall.
No, we go to the Martin Luther King Center.
Yes.
And that is on Sheridan Street?
Yes.
Okay, 1815 Sheridan Street. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, 8:30. Mm-hmm. You show up, and then the sidewalk march begins at 9:30 to the Dr. Martin Luther King Center.
Yeah,
and you show up outside the Reading City Hall. That's where you show up at 8:30.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where the march starts, and then 11 a.m. a program on education at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. Multicultural Center. Tomorrow, Saturday, August 25th, 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
The official day of his speech was August 28th, which is a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
So we're a couple of days before.
Well, that's okay. We need to, Saturdays are good to march.
Mm-hmm. If I may give a shameless plug here, if you go to YouTube and look up Shasta Broadcaster, you'll see a three-part interview that was conducted with Ms. Lowe a few years ago for a news cafe talking about her experiences at the inauguration. So it's Shasta Broadcaster. If you go to YouTube, search it out in the three-part interview. And I believe that interview is also still archived on a news cafe.
Well, let's hope so.
Wow.
Ms. Lowe, we thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. I was instrumental in organizing the NAACP here, which is an organization, it's not all black anymore, but it fights discrimination, and we've come a long way.
Well, I know we've only got a little bit of time here because of we had to change times because of work things, but we want to have you all back on. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
We've talked about it before, but it's time again.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Isaac Lowe,
mm-hmm.
What a great lady you are. I mean, you really are. You're just such a nice lady.
Yeah.
And then Eddie McAllister, you are always in the forefront for everything, including the mm-hmm. veterans. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we want to have you all back on here in a couple of weeks, and let's just get back into that, too. Talk about NAACP. Okay. Let's talk about racial relations in our in our area here.
I want to say real quick, next year is the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's speech.
Yeah.
So we want to try to get a
fundraiser. Get something big. Let's get something big going there. Okay, we can do that.
I'd like to talk to you about that.
Oh, I know you will. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Gunfire right outside the Empire State Building in New York City.
Everybody started running all over the place.
Witnesses say a guy was just shooting indiscriminately.
Someone actually fell at my feet because they were shot.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live near the scene.
According to New York City law enforcement officials, at least two people have been shot and killed, including the gunman. Eight people have been taken to the hospital. Four of them were unable to walk due to their injuries. The shooter has been described by an eyewitness here as Caucasian. The motive of the shooting, which took place at the peak of the morning rush hour, remains unclear. Now, the New York City Police Commissioner is expected to give more details soon. Dave?
Courtney from Florida and Louisiana. People all along the Gulf Coast are eyeing Isaac.
If this storm is intact and it's over water for a long period of time, this could easily be a Category 2, possibly a Category 3, depending on how long it lasts over water.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Isaac now a tropical storm bearing down on Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Is he a champion or a cheater? Lance Armstrong could lose all his titles. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Armstrong says he's finished with what he calls the nonsense that's been the U.S. anti-doping agency's long pursuit over doping allegations that he denies. The decision getting mixed reaction among bicyclists here in D.C.
After all those years of working hard, he's just going to give up.
The world has already made a decision anyway, right?
If there was any truth in his innocence, I think he would have maintained the fight.
Now, the USADA says the International Cycling Union must now strip Armstrong of his medals and ban him for life. The UCI says it'll wait for a full report before doing anything, Dave.
Rich, a big tobacco win in court this morning. A federal appeals court ruling the government cannot force companies to put graphic new warning labels on packs of cigarettes. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Fram filters live for pressure. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the crush test, where we load them with dirt and load them and load them and load them until they implode. Pressure like this gets you a filter that traps 99% of dirt and lasts up to 15,000 miles. Pressure like this gets you the new Fram Ultra, one of the most advanced filters in its price range. Bring on the pressure. Fram Ultra can take it. Fram, don't fail your engine. See Fram stand up to more tests at Fram.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
She wasn't just missing, she was a prisoner, and nobody knew it for more than 2 years. That was a Missouri teenager's private hell until she escaped her kidnapper in Illinois. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Chicago.
The girl, who's now 17, says she was beaten and raped almost every day and had a baby. She managed to escape yesterday, and police officers later pulled the toddler out of the home, a prosecutor calling the living conditions deplorable. Neighbor Lakeitha Smith says she saw the girl coming in and out of the house every so often.
But I didn't, like, know any strange activities was going on like that, because you would never think that that would be right next door to your house.
A 24-year-old man who lives in the Washington Park, Illinois home and his mother are in custody. Dave?
Jennifer, a 19-year-old woman charged with baby napping in Pittsburgh, dressing up like a nurse, stealing a newborn from a hospital. And the morning after that, Brianna Moore has just been arraigned, ordered held on $250,000 bond. A family member turned her in after hearing about the abduction. Her relatives had apparently been doubting her claims of being pregnant for months. There's worry about a journalist who may be missing in Syria.
Austin Tice hasn't been in contact with his editors or family in more than a week. His father telling the Associated Press he's hopeful his son will turn up safe. Tice, a 31-year-old former Marine, has been reporting for the Washington Post and McClatchy newspapers from Syria since May. He was expected back in the U.S. this month after traveling with Syrian rebels. A State Department spokesperson adding the agency is working to get more information about the journalist's whereabouts and welfare. The Czech embassy represents U.S. interests in Syria. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Just getting an update on Tropical Storm Isaac. It has strengthened. Its wind now 60 miles an hour. Republicans are watching the storm, preparing for next week's convention, as Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan plan to rally in an hour in Michigan. They're in a virtual dead heat with President Obama and a new Fox News poll of likely voters. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1468.05 on this 24th. Happy Friday to you as we kick off our 8 o'clock hour. We are going to do a couple things this morning, but first we're going to start with, hey, what am I doing this weekend? We love it when Amy calls in. We had to put her off, for about 30 minutes. So thanks for calling back in and give us our fitness tip of the week. Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Thank you. What's on?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, what's going on?
I want to talk about back pain. Back pain. So many of us, 80% of the population has back pain, and four simple little exercises or stretches in the morning can help. You ever notice how your cat or your dog stretches in the morning? Well, when you stretch, you lengthen those muscles attached to your spine, and that's going to help prevent injuries. So in your bed or on the floor, laying on your back, pull both your right and your left knees into your chest and hold them for about 20 seconds. That gives a good glute and lower back stretch. Secondly, press your belly button into your spine and flatten your low back into the bed and hold that for about 5 seconds and do it about 3 times. It's called a pelvic tilt, and that's really going to help your body get back into that neutral hip where it needs to be for your low back. Finally, you're going to do like a glute stretch where you're going to cross your right leg over the left, and then you're going to pull the left leg in, and you're going to get a beautiful stretch on that left, on the glute area. And last but not least, you're going to drop your knees to one side and then to the other side. Again, holding for about 3 to 5 seconds and doing about 3 to 5 of them. These are four simple little stretches you can do every morning to get your day started right so you don't have back pain throughout that day.
Hey, Amy, thank you.
I've watched Bad Bob do the pelvic tilt here. Wasn't that a pelvic thrust?
Because Carl got a bike for his birthday, a bicycle to ride on the trail. So that's perfect. You got to stretch your back before you get on that bike and when you get off.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Amy.
Adamson's Peak Performance.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
As promised, what we always do every morning at 7, 8, and 9, right after the news, is go to our Wells Fargo expert and hear about what's happening in the market. And we love when Josh is on. Josh Wiley, what's going on?
Hey, well, good morning. Well, we have green screens this morning on the last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 40 points at 13,097, while the NASDAQ's up 10 at 3,063, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,405. Oil's up 32 cents this morning at $96.59 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.76%. Gold's down $3 this morning at $1,669, while silver's up 14 cents at $30.68 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: ExxonMobil's up a nickel at $87.36, Walmart's up 29 cents at $71.84, while PG&E is up 7 pennies at $43.86. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 Monday through Friday, and they tell you how to get around Wall Street and where to go to, which investments to be looking for, the whole enchilada. They're located down Park Marina Drive. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. If you want to take a quick break and come back, let's talk about unenforceable laws. Why do people push unenforceable laws on the rest of the community and on our police department? We're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
inadvertently say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I love that song. Everybody wants to rule the world.
That's my political song.
Well, I tell you what, that's true. And we don't want to rule the world here at KCNR. We just want a large chunk of it. 812 on August the 24th, 530-6405-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and is our chat room here with many people in it. That was
good morning,
really great.
Chat Pack.
Yeah, that was really great. Ms. Isaac
have a
Lowe.
Breakfast, I think.
Yeah, next Tuesday. Chat yeah. Pack's got a breakfast going next Tuesday at
Black Bear.
Black Bear Diner, our favorite place for breakfast there. Mrs. Lowe, who has seen so many changes and who likes it here. I mean, she says is, you know, the people of Reading sent her back to the inauguration.
Just
paid for
sweet.
Her way to go back. And we're going to be talking with her on the 18th, by the way.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, she came in and she said, you know, her son brought her in and she said, you know, they took away my driver's license. So my kids have to take me everywhere. She said, I go to church every Sunday and whether they like it or not, they have to get up and take me. So I looked at her son and I said, would you please bring her on? So I would really like, both of us would like to interview her. Like, what was it like for you in that era? What did that speech mean for you? You know, yes, you've had to, you know, fight for your cause. A lot of us have somewhere, something that keeps us going where we fight. You know, it could be a cause. It could be your children, your family, getting through an illness. And so it's just, you know, it's fascinating to me to witness and feel what is inside the human spirit that makes you want to keep going around all those corners.
Freedom.
That have never been gone around before, you know, going through the hurdles.
Your freedom. It's being able to do, live your life without restrictions on you that are unfair restrictions.
Well, and that's why the Lance Armstrong thing upsets me.
Well, this thing is about when we say restrictions, and I'm not talking about just laws. I'm talking about restrictions based strictly on who you, on the color of your skin or your religion or your political views. I mean, really. I mean, we're seeing more and more of that happening. But I tell you what, before we get into these other things, let's get a short fire update here from Bad Bob.
Ponderosa fire, 27,978 acres, 61% containment. Lots of spreading. The fire makes runs where slope and winds line up. Forest Service working along with CAL FIRE, who's the lead agency. Power has been restored to Manton and surrounding areas. Evacuation warnings still in effect for Highway 36 from Ponderosa Sky Ranch to Lassen Lodge and Mineral Communities. Still very much a dynamic situation, but right now that is the number one fire in the country, and a lot of resources are showing up.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster, right out there on 3280 Market Street. Take a little ding in your windshield, just a little, you know, those little rock chips. They can go into big cracks during very hot weather like this. So go on down to Jeff at Crackmaster. He can fix that small chip, but if it does crack, he can fix a crack in your windshield up to 24 inches long. Go see Jeff. Give him a call, 241-8373. Or 3280 Market Street, right here in Redding. And I guarantee you, you will like the service he gives you on your windshield like that. He's a great guy, a veteran, and he believes in what he does. Okay, let's go into a few things. Editorial in the newspaper today. And it's kind of a strange thing. It's talking about this committee that's gotten together and says that they want to outlaw smoking in the park, in the parks here. And the editorial says, yes, we need to do that. And let's outlaw smoking in the parks. You know, nobody wants, you know, a lot of people don't smoke, and this is something that we should do this, and it's going to set a standard. Well, here's my argument to that, Bruce. Bruce, you get on a roll, and you'll have two or three editorials in a row that I'll agree with. But then you get one, and so I have to, you know, we just have to go at it here a little bit. There's an old saying in the military: never make a rule or a order that can't be enforced. Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti, is not going to enforce non-smoking in the park. It's not going to happen. He doesn't have the people. And if he did have, and if his officers were out there giving tickets to people that were smoking in the park, I would call for his ouster. Because we have a lot more time and crime for our people, our police, to be in doing that. And Chief Pelletti, you know, is a very bright, wise guy. He knows that you don't make an unenforceable rule and you put it on the books. So why would you do that? It's like, here we go into nanny state. Well, you know what? We know that it's not going to be enforced. But it's just, you know, it sets a standard. Well, let me tell you something. As soon as you start talking about these little rules that won't be enforced, you are going down the tubes. Absolutely down the tubes. Oh, it won't be enforced. It's just another little whack away at you. You know what? I don't smoke in the park. But to pass a law that is unenforceable now says is that I'm just going to thumb my nose at it. Thumb my nose at it and say, you know, for other people. And it just means something else that, okay, now I'm a lawbreaker because I smoke in the park. I'm a lawbreaker. Come on. Are you actually really saying that, Bruce? to pass a law that is unenforceable, that the police will not enforce, that you already know they won't enforce. You even said it in the editorial. Why would you do that? Let's go to the phones. Charles, your turn.
Yeah, I was at the meeting, the CSAC meeting, where they discussed this nonsense.
And?
And basically, they took 45 minutes to consider this. Of the 45 minutes, only about 4 or so minutes was allotted to the opposition, which unfortunately is what too often passes for balance. But
there is no balance.
They were just about a hair's width away from adopting the resolution and sending it on to the city council until I reminded them of the slippery slope aspect of it, and then a couple of the members started getting having misgivings about the proposal.
Why don't they just say, let's stop serving 32-ounce sugar drinks in the park because of the obesity problem that our population is facing? Huh? What about that? Wait a minute. Let's just make laws about everything. And we'll make everybody a lawbreaker. And to say that, oh, we're just setting the standard, even though it's unenforceable, is a bunch of, can I say this, liberal non-speak.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if it keeps going, you might have to spell California with Cyrillic letters.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, Charles, we got
to
run.
I mean, I got a bunch more to say, and I'll probably have to email it all to you, because there's a bunch.
Oh, there is. There is. But this is the one that, you know, this is the one that just, it bothers me. I mean, I don't smoke in the park, you know, and never have. Nor
right.
do I ever plan on it. But that's not the point. The point is when you make a law that's unenforceable, now you've just made people lawbreakers and you shouldn't have done it. Then why don't we do this? Why don't we say that anybody riding a bike on the trails has got to have a bell on it and they have to ring it anytime they get near people? That's dangerous. And
yeah,
so, but do you
when
think
you get
that's well,
places
but,
where somebody's lying in wait?
Yeah. So, what do you think about that? No. Okay, that should be another law. Anyway, hey, got to run. Got to take a break. Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Carl and Linda Bach.
Okay.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scandelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's home performance program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 East Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carla and Linda Bott.
Currently 69 degrees in the downtown studio.
And it's going to be smoky, so who do you need to call? Call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. They would take the smoke out of your house if you'd
Smoke Busters!
Smoke Busters! Alliance Heating and Air. Martin. Hey, Martin, I know you're busy out there and probably not listening, but that's a Smoke Busters. Call Alliance Heating and Air 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will fix your air conditioning. They, you know, you probably need to have your filters looked at. You need to have somebody come out there and knows what they're doing. Alliance Heating and Air, they've been around here since 1992. That's a, you know, we know the owner, a great guy. The fact that he rides a Harley is, you know, you don't have to ride a Harley to advertise with us. Really, it helps. We go to homecomfort.org. Or give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
Okay, currently 69 degrees downtown on at KCNR, which is on Market Street. And it is 8:26 in the morning, of course, if you're just tuning in, the 24th of August. Looks like we're going to have the forecast throughout the week is areas are filled with smoke. Just across the board. Today we have high temperatures of 96 and again areas of smoke tonight with temperatures going to around 60 degrees. Something that's been in the headlines that I wanted to bring up is that this is one of those things that, you know, we see that a lot of times we've talked about sex trafficking before. By the way, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Always, they do great stuff. So, anyway, we wanted to talk about this, article that was in, USA Today. It's actually, out of Washington Park, Illinois. It goes like this. A teen girl reported missing more than 2 years ago told police she escaped a home in southwestern Illinois, where she had been held captive and repeatedly sexually assaulted. They arrested, took into custody the 24-year-old man and his mother, and she had a baby, and the SWAT team came and took her out. They recovered the child and, of course, arrested the man and his mother. Now, this is what's really strange. A neighbor said that she had seen the girl come and go time to time from the outside of the house. She never really witnessed anything that could raise concern. She said, I didn't think that there would be any way that she would be held hostage in the house. There's some kind of terminology for that, Carl. What is that? You've used that expression before about when somebody's been held captive. You know, we've witnessed that before. We've seen these horrific stories about somebody's been, you know, brought into the family fold. They've gone out. They've had to pretend like everything's normal, but they are definitely held hostage, and it's a brainwashing. There's a name for it.
The Belangi family reunion?
Yeah. you're new, relatively new to the area, so you probably weren't aware of the infamous woman in the box case, which took place down in Red Bluff between 1977 and 1984. Colleen Stan was held captive in this home for that seven-year period.
How do you be? I mean, okay, how old was she? She was a woman, right?
At the time she was kidnapped, she was 20 years of age. Mm-hmm. She was hitchhiking. She accepted a ride and was taken into captivity. It's quite an interesting case, but Colleen Stan is the name to look for. But it was a national story. It was in the FBI archives.
It seems like we've been, you know, like the Elizabeth Smart and others, you start hearing these things, but this woman, how old was this girl?
She was 15.
She was 15 when she was taken, and how long did they
abducted.
Have her?
They had her for 2 years,
okay.
And she said the child, of course, was a result of the rape, but she said she was raped and assaulted daily.
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 Well, you know what? There isn't a place you can hide somebody or put them in deep enough away that they think somehow this, there's something that they believe is right about this, that the guy fell in love with her and or something like that, or something, or just somebody snatched off the street and put away like that.
I'm not
Two
sure
years.
How
can you imagine how her parents must feel? And is this and this like Elizabeth Smart came back, or that other girl that was taken for years? She has kind of she's come back to her normal life, which is just, you know, remarkable on that, but just this whole idea. Anyway, we got to take a break here. We come back. Let's talk about, you know what? We're increasing something here by we quadrupled in this product right here in Redding in the North State, and we'll talk about that when we come right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A shooting at the height of rush hour in Midtown Manhattan.
A man who had been fired from his job about a year or so began shooting near the Empire State Building, but out on the street.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg saying police may have accidentally killed the gunman after he shot one victim. Officials say 10 people have been injured. Lance Armstrong maintains he's innocent, but giving up the fight against doping allegations.
The USADA now says the International Cycling Union has no choice but to strip Armstrong of his medals and ban him for life. The union says it wants a full explanation from the USADA before doing anything.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. And Tropical Storm Isaac likely becoming a hurricane Monday when it's expected over the Gulf of Mexico. Tampa, which is hosting the Republican convention, may feel the effects. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system...
Say something.
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. we've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:44 in the morning. It is the
24th and 69 degrees.
It is. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors.
Put your glasses on.
I've got them on. Crown Motors, they have, not only they have the best deals on any type of car, truck, or SUV you're looking for, but you know, also in your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram. They are the dealership for this area. Keep it local. They take great pride in the deals they make and how they service the cars afterwards. They take great care of their customers. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Redding Crown Motors.
Okay, before we go to the phones, Henry, hold on just a second. I want to make sure we get this out. We're going to be in French Gulch tomorrow. It's the Old West Days. It's going to be a gas. It starts at 8:30 in the morning. It's a pancake breakfast and there's a parade. It's an all-day event. It's to celebrate the history of French Gulch. So come and join us out there. Now, Henry called at the break, and Henry, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to lighten you folks up a little bit. I heard a conversation the other day about there's two fellas talking, and one was telling about the perfect man. And he said that this guy could play golf like a pro. He made tons of money. He dressed impeccably. He could sing like paparazzi. And his friend asked him, he says, well, how'd you know this fellow? He says, I didn't. I married his widow. So, anyway, Carl, I thought that would lighten you up for the weekend.
Okay, thanks, Henry. Okay. Check that one, Linda.
You need to explain it.
You need to explain it. Yeah, I need to explain it. All right. Okay. All right. Let's go on here. Hey, you know what? It's almost been 2 hours, and I have not said anything nasty about Governor Brown or the Assembly. Here I come. First of all.
Yeah, clear the deck.
Here we go.
Now you're ready.
You know, the environmentalist and the laws we make that has just torn businesses apart here, forced businesses out of California. They have been so onerous, these laws, that even Governor Brown, who this week said streamlining the law's many requirements is the Lord's work. Governor Brown said that. And the answer to this was by the Senate of California, the Lord's work is not done overnight, nor is it done in 2 weeks, nor is it done in years. According to a Senator Shafter. Is that appropriate for a senator, a Democratic senator? Shaft. It should be Shaft all, but it's not a Shafter. All right, here it is. The legislative leaders said Thursday they have dropped plans to overhaul California's environmental regulations in a way that would have made it easier for developers and local governments to build new projects. Can you believe this? You know, the business people came up and said, look, we need some help with this. We've got redundant agencies we have to go to. It's costing us twice as much as it should. And it's to loosen the state's landmark law, the California Environmental Quality Act. And on Thursday, the Senate leaders of the Democratic, the Democratic Party, and their Senate leaders, because we've become a one-party state, that said they're not going to go forward with it. Besides, no matter what Brown says, because frankly, we don't care. Because we've all signed, and get this, many of them have signed a no change to the law pledge to their constituents, the environmentalists. And, of course, the environmental groups have resisted change to this. They've characterized the LADAR proposal as an attempt to avoid public scrutiny. Well, you know what? I don't know why they would say that, since everybody else knows is that's the way our Democrat-controlled Senate and Assembly works. They wait till the dark of night. They wait with hollow bills that they then fill full of crap, and they pass without anybody reading it. And then, you know, so the environmentalists are, oh my God, look what happened. Well, when they're doing it for you, that's okay, right? You know, little tree hugger that you are out there, that's okay. But when you're trying to help business here in our state, because businesses are leaving, we're having to pay, get this, you know, this thing on the Veterans Museum, $193,000 in fees and reports that have to be done to be able to build a little park-like area. $193,000. And it's not all from the city of Reading. You know, they've taken their bite. And I'm sure that they would have even waived it. But $193,000. And you wonder why people are not filling up Stillwater. And you wonder why businesses are moving out of the state. Well, take a look. We have a one-party government in California. They use their money for illegals. They use their money for pet projects. They use their money for building a train from one non-existent spot to another non-existent spot. This is what happens when you have a one-party state. I don't care what you say. We have great Republicans out there that are fighting the fight. Two more senators. That's it. Two more senators. If they elect two more Democratic senators that have drank the Kool-Aid, then now there's the two-thirds. Now they can pass every budget tax that they want. Think about that. Is that what you want? Is that what we really want, is a one-party state that believes in allowing illegals to practice law here in our state? That wants to give driver's licenses to illegals, that would really like to, you know, it's actually had one of the assembly people say that, oh, I think that nobody should be deported for any reason. Is that what we want? Is that what you really want, California? To force everybody out of here that makes money, that tries to build businesses? Do you want to force everybody out of here? Well, you're on your way. We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man, made better.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda just ran out of here. She's got someplace she's going to. 8:53 in the morning. Let's have a big shout out to Di Ann Hawks. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Di. She works here at KCNR. Keeps us all honest and straight and handles all the books and pays people. So everybody likes her. You know, she has little apples on her desk when she comes in. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson. Ernie and Jessica are the second generation of the Wright family who has been running who established Reading Harley-Davidson in 1977. If you want a motorcycle, if you want to ride an American icon, that Harley-Davidson, Reading Harley-Davidson right here in town. They pride themselves on the great deals they give. They can help you if you've got another bike, trade it in. They can help you sell another one. They want to get you on the bike that you really are going to ride for a long time. 1268 Twin View Boulevard, or give them a call at 241-7117. There are so many things happening. By the way, Big Bike Weekend's coming up in October. We're just a couple of months away from that. Big Bike Weekend. It's going to be great this year. We got a lot of new things happening. We've got ourselves involved in this, of course. But it's going to be down on Hilltop, and it's going to be great. You're going to just have many new vendors. You're going to have a lot of new bands, and you'll start getting ready for it. And the way you get ready for it is head down to Reading Harley-Davidson, get yourself a Harley. Experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley-Davidson. Okay, all these things are going on. French Gulch tomorrow. Starts at around 9:30. Of course, a changing time in our communities. The 49th anniversary of the Dr. King "I Have a Dream" speech starts also tomorrow at 8:30 outside the Reading City Hall by the fountain on Cypress Avenue. There's going to be donuts and coffee there. Then a sidewalk march at 9:30 to the Dr. Martin Luther King Junior Multicultural Center on Sheridan Street, and at 11 a.m., a program on education at the Dr. Martin Luther King Multicultural Center. Also, tonight, free. Why in the world are they spraying? We had that show on yesterday about chemtrails, and there was a lot of questions about that. A lot of people interested in this. It's going to be shown for free at Sequoia Middle School at the McLaughlin Auditorium. Doors open at 6, viewings at 7. It's the Chemtrail Geoengineering Cover-Up and Agenda Exposed. Parts of this film was filmed in Shasta and Siskiyou County. And it's what in the world are they spraying? And now the filmmaker himself will be there. So you can ask him questions, be questions afterwards. Again, Sequoia Middle School tonight at 7 p.m. Get there. You can get there early. Start talking to them. All right. What else do we have?
Speaking of movies, you wanted me to bring this
yes.
up for you.
Let's get that one.
2016 Obama's America showing at the Cinemark Reading 14. Showtime's today, 10:45, 1, 3:10, 5:25, 7:40, and 10 p.m.
Is there one playing down? Is it playing in Anderson, too? Somebody said it's also playing in Anderson.
I don't have that information in front of me, but I would not be terribly surprised.
No, you need to go down and check and see if it's playing there, too. And you know what? We're going to see this. We're going to go see this because I want to see what all this hoopla is about this movie. And the question is who is Obama? Who is President Obama? Well, we're going to find out if this is just one of the things in this movie. This guy traveled all over the world. He's a producer of Schindler's List. This guy is not just a you know, a quack. He said he learned a lot from Michael Moore, so I'm not sure if that's good or bad on something like this on this documentary. We're going to discuss this on Monday. Now, Monday we have, as a guest at 8 o'clock, we can move things around, Paul Peterson. Now, who's Paul Peterson? Many of you probably don't remember who he is. Many of you do. Remember the Donna Reed Show back in the 60s? You know, the quintessential American family and the homemaker of Donna Reed with her apron on. And, her, and Shelley Fabres was the sister and or their daughter. And Paul Peterson was the young man that was in this movie or in this TV series that lasted for years. After the after it was over, he worked in other movies and TV. But then he started a program. He started a group to shield children that are in movies and TV and to make sure they're not taken advantage of, because many of them are. Many of them end up penniless after earning, you know, millions of dollars, because of their, the money's gone and been taken by unscrupulous people around them. And, or they've been abused, actually abused while they were in the business. So he started a program to help children that are in movies and TV. Since then, he has become a conservative talking about different things. Of course, his career at that point ended in Hollywood. And he's coming in to speak, I believe, at the one of, at the Tea Party on Monday. But he'll be here, and we're going to talk to him about his life, what he has to say about what's happened also in TV and Hollywood, and the changes in that in, since in the last 20 years. So anyway, that's Monday. Among the other things that we do, other madcap happy things we do around here. Okay, Bad Bob.
Well, I was looking. It doesn't look like the Valley 11 will. It does not look like Valley 11 has the
has that one. Okay, the movie, yeah. So the Cinema 14 or the one here, and it's over there on
there by Costco.
By Costco over there. So. Go on out there, see that, because we're going to discuss that Monday morning. We want to take a look at that. We'll discuss that Monday. It'll be one of the things we do. I want everybody to have a great weekend. There's lots of things going
quite
on.
Quite a week and quite a weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, yeah, this weekend coming up is huge. Come out and join us at French Gulch. Head on out to the Martin Luther King Memorial. See what else. Tonight, why in the world are they spraying? Don't forget that. You know, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And we're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A shooting in broad daylight at one of the busiest tourist spots in New York City.
It was pretty surreal because there was no screaming. It was just slow motion.
It happened this morning outside the Empire State Building. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is near the scene and reporting live.
Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly and New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg describing the shooting in detail.
A man who had been fired from his job about a year or so began shooting near the Empire State Building, but out on the street.
The shooter shot a former colleague three times, killing him outside his former place of employment, Hazmat Imports. He headed to Fifth Avenue, where a construction worker noticed his .45 caliber handgun, alerting two police officers. A shootout ensued. The gunman was killed, and eight people were caught in the crossfire and injured. The area remains an active crime scene, with several blocks blocked off. Ron?
Courtney, tobacco companies don't want to put graphic pictures on